Looking after your mental health as a teacher. Hi there. Welcome to this podcast. My name is David Lozano, and I would like to talk to you about managing your own mental health. Teachers, we are now at the second year after the COVID-19 lockdown made us all take a mad dash from teaching in our classroom with our students in front of us and into a distance learning setting. And as we prepare ourselves for the beginning of the 2021-2022 school year, some of you are going back into the classrooms once again. Some of you are remaining on a distance learning setting. And some of you, brave as you are will be trying to implement a hybrid delivery model. But regardless of the way in which you're going to be teaching your classes, a common characteristic of the teachers working in the past couple of years has been thinking about everything and anything except themselves. We need teachers who are at the top of their game, not just in regards to the knowledge of the subjects that they teach, but also in regards to their own mental health. We tend to think of others before we think about ourselves, feeling as selfish if we put ourselves in front of everybody else. But the reality is that the challenges of this new school year require you to be at the top of your game in regards to your mental health. I would like to share with you 8 ways in which you could look after your mental health. First, plan in time for the things that help you. Think about what helps lift your mood and gets you through stress, and plan extra time in for you to do that. Whether it's exercise, safe face-to-face or virtual time with friends, or protected time with your family, try not to let these things go or sacrifice them in the sake of creating a paper. Number 2, keep up with the basics. Try and keep the basics going as much as you can. Eating as well as you can, getting enough sleep, and watching your caffeine and alcohol intake. Give yourself a small reward every now and then. 3, share how you're feeling with people you trust. If you can, identify a group of people you can be honest and open with about your feelings. Partners, friends, or close colleagues will want to help. And mixing the group up means you can ask different people for different things. Then share how you're feeling with your admin. If you can, have a conversation with your manager, academic or English coordinator, or senior team leader about your worries. It might help them to understand and be a part of your support team. If you can encourage your staff team to adopt the same messages or nurturing and reconnecting with one another, you'll be doing a great wealth of well, not just to you, but to your students as well. Also, keep things in perspective. Remember, this is a period of adjustment for everyone. You are not a superhero. You are one single professional in an unprecedented period of change. The rules will change and the school community will learn and adapt, but you can only control you and the circumstances in your classroom today. Also, find small moments for yourself. Try to keep in touch with how you feel and what, if anything, is a particular issue for you. Try and find a distraction technique to get you through difficult times. It might be headphones on the way in, a podcast in the car, or just 5 minutes of peace at lunch or break to do a meditation track or to have a moment of fresh air. I also encourage you to approach others with kindness and an open mind. If you can, try not to judge others' reactions too harshly. People have their own reasons, motivations, and fears to contend with what we are not aware of. Finally, note the things you're grateful for. Keep a note of things you're grateful for and things you've learned each day. You do this job for a reason, and the reasons why teaching and working with children are so appealing may be even more important now, even though the challenges are tough. Mental health is not a destination, but a process. It's about how you drive, not where you're going. And here at Pearson, we invite you to take a moment to take care of your mental health in order to be, well, better. My name is David Lozano, and I thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will see you or hear you on the next one.